Thanks for joining us. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and this is the Pup and Paws Cast. It's presented by Dog and Company in Cookeville. My guest is Lauren Shebakoff. She fosters cats through ARF. Welcome, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, and I appreciate you being part of the show. Have you always been interested in fostering cats?
I didn't know that I could foster cats. I heard an interview on the radio, in fact, on the News Talk 94.1 station, and I thought that would be really fun.
What stood out that really perked your interest?
I've always had cats growing up. I love cats. I have three of my own. So I thought, you know, any opportunity to play with cats and kittens, I'm all for it.
So how long have you been fostering now?
Since June of last year.
And you've adopted many out.
Yes, almost 40 at this point.
That's a pretty good record. In 8 months, you've adopted 40 cats. Do you do cats and kittens?
I do. Yes, cats and kittens.
Where do you find the ones to foster?
There's three ways that ARF gets kittens. Their owner surrender, their strays, and their shelter pool. And the shelter pool is where we go around to different animal shelters in the Upper Cumberland and get the cats out of the shelters.
People may think, oh, they want the little ones to care for the kittens. Are they sometimes harder, though, to care for than the adults?
Kittens are harder to foster because you have to keep them longer. They have to be 2 pounds and 12 weeks before they can be spayed or neutered. Also, if they come from the shelter, generally they're pretty sick, so we have to doctor them quite a bit.
And it's just because usually when there's a colony of dogs or cats, it's more likely that they can get ear infections, kennel cough sometimes.
Correct. And a lot of the stuff that they have needs to be cared for over the course of a week, 2 weeks to get rid of whatever infection they have.
Do you have to bottle feed the kittens sometimes, or do they have to be weaned from their mom?
I've never had to bottle feed as of yet. The smallest set of kittens that I had were still with their mom and were just starting to transfer to eat dry food. So I've not had little teeny tiny kittens just yet.
You seem like that you'd want them to stay with their mom as long as possible.
Yeah, but we have had several kittens that come in without a mom.
Do you ever have feral cats that you take care of?
Yes, ma'am. Some people surrender feral cats, or we catch feral cats. And we put them in the same population as the other cats. Some of them get socialized. Some of them do not.
Is it hard for them to be socialized? I would think if they are truly feral, would it be harder?
It really depends on the cat. Some cats want to be loved. And some cats just want to stay away from humans.
It depends on their personality.
Depends on the personality, exactly.
What do you think makes a cat feral in the first place? Are they just born in the wild?
They're born in the wild, raised in the wild. They don't have any interaction with humans. They don't know what love is, basically.
They don't know what to expect.
They don't know what to expect.
Have you ever adopted out a feral cat?
Yeah, I've adopted out several of them. Typically, they go to be barn cats.
And that works out pretty good for them and the owners?
Yes, they seem to be pretty happy. The majority of our cats are inside-only cats. We had a couple that are inside, outside cats, but feral cats mostly just go to help control rat populations or mice populations.
And they have a purpose, too. Is that why you guys can sometimes take care of them as well?
Yes, we take care of every cat and kitten that we can take care of. Our primary focus is to spay and neuter and control the cat population.
But like you said, I want to make sure that everybody knows that the majority of them are not feral or semi-feral. They are really adoptable cats and dogs that ARF has. So if someone would like to foster like you, what would you tell them? What's the joy that you get from doing it?
Even today, I get text messages from the parents of the cats and kittens that I fostered 8 months ago. When you're having a bad day, you can always text one of the parents of your kitties and get a response. I mean, I'm confident that any cat I've adopted out, the moms and dads respond and send pictures, and they're happy and they're in love.
And what's great, you can help pick the right home for that one that you've been fostering.
You can. ARF is great about letting us have the fosters themselves have input. So if I have a bad feeling about somebody, they won't adopt the cat or kitten to that person.
Do you think that makes a difference in it being a happy home that the person that's fostering that animal gets to help with the adoption?
I think so. And two, you know, if someone comes to me and says, I want a cat that likes to snuggle, likes to play, I can pick out the perfect cat to meet that personality that they're looking for.
And you guys have done so much to save lives of cats and dogs. And if somebody wants to be a foster or a volunteer with ARF, what do they do? Do they just fill out the form online?
Yes, just like what I did, just go online and go to the volunteer section, and there's a form to be a foster.
And it's ARF-TN.com/volunteer if you want to be one of the volunteers. My guest has been Lauren Shibakoff, a foster with ARF. I want to thank our sponsor, Dog & Company. They're an expert daycare, and they have boarding, professional grooming, and dog professional on duty 24/7. Dog & Company, South Jefferson Avenue in Cookeville, across from DT McCall & Sons. You can call them at 528-BARK.